Starting on the top of Yutet Amud Aleph, but just quick review. We had the Mishnah yesterday, which said Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir, and then we brought a steer from the Mishnah Nozir or from the Mishnah in Petarus that Safek Nozir or Safek Nazir the Hakel. And since Nazir is effectively a type of Neder, why should it be that Nazir is the Hakel, whereas Nedarim are L'Hachmir? So we answered up, the Gemara tried to answer that Rabbi Zeir said it's not a problem, because this is Rabbi Elezer, this is the Chachamim. That's the difference in opinion between Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim, where we find them in the question, or their opinions in the question of being Makdish Behema and Chaya, whether a Koi is included in being Makdish Behema or Chaya, and it's Rabbi Elezer. Exactly. So Rabbi Elezer says that it's not mukdash. The koi is not mukdash because we go suffik the hakel, and the chum say no. The koi is mukdash because the speak suffik is the chumra over there. So the Gemara says, or Rabbi Zeir at least suggests that the author of the nazira statement would be Rabbi Elezer, who says that suffik the kula, and the author of our Mishnah would be the chumim, who says stam nidarim b'hakmir. So now, Amar Le'Abai, at the top of today's daf, is going to challenge that assumption. Amar Le'Abai, we might have filled the subject Nazir Zahakel for Rabbi Elezer. You set up that Mishnah in Taharos to be authored by Rabbi Elezer, that's why it says Safek Nazir Zahakel, Ema Seifa. What are you going to do with the rest of that Mishnah? Safek Bechorot. If you have a Safek in Bechor, Echad Bechor Adam, Echad Bechor Behema. Doesn't matter whether it's a Bechor Adam or a Bechor Behema. What's a Safek? The Safek is if this is really the Peter Rechem, right? Meaning that there's a possibility that there was a miscarriage beforehand. And if there was a miscarriage, a question whether that miscarriage was sufficient to create a Peter Rechem, and therefore this will not be the Bechor, or this is the Bechor. So whether it's Vechad Bechori Behema, Bent Me'ah, Bent Tahora, whether it's Tamer Tahor, Amotzi Mechaber Alav Araya. In this case, the one who wants to take possession of the property, he has the obligation to bring the proof. This is both on the side, if it's with the Baal now, then the Kohen has to bring a Raya that this is a Bechor and that he's entitled to take it. And the other way around, if the Kohen already has it in his possession, the Baal must bring a proof that it's not a Bechor in order to take it. But what do you see? Batani Allah, Vasrim Begiza Vavoda. Then no matter what, the animals, Osir Begiza Vavoda, Giza Vavoda, or certain items that are not allowed to be performed on a animal that is Kodesh. And therefore, we see Misafek, we're assuming, even though from a monetary standpoint, we say Motzi Mechaver L'Avaraya, from an Isser standpoint, we're being Choshesh that this is actually a Bechor, and saying that it's Aser V'Giza and Avoda. So why over there, in that same Mishnah, that where we say Safek Nazir Zahaka, we're saying Safek Bechor, Bechumro, and we're saying that you have to apply the Isurim of Giza and Avoda, even though it's a Safek Bechor.
We're not saying completely Lechumro. We're really splitting it.
Well,
on one hand, it was a bit of early bias, so you don't have to give it to the Kohen.
But that's a tzad mamon. From a tzad mamon, they're mekel, but tzad iser, they're machmer. Right? So that's Amar le amai, kamed amit kedusha ba mele, ala kedusha ba bide altam. How can you compare Bechor to Nazir? Their origins of their kedusha are different. Right? Why? Because a Bechor is kodesh me'aleha. Whereas a person, meaning a nazir, wants to become kodesh, or you want to be makdish something, that's something that's imposed by the individual. And there's room to differentiate between kedusha that comes me'leha, where you can be machmir, meaning by b'chor you can be machmir, versus kedusha babi de'adam, like nazir, where you have room to be mekel. They're not good, they're not comparable cases when it comes to suffix.
And you can split hairs a little bit and say, by nazirus, if the Torah didn't create this concept of nazirus, there he says what he means. He says, Harei Alai Nazir. So what? It's only because the Torah established a concept that's of nazirus that has any meaning. So it's not strictly true that it's completely his own.
Right. I would hear, but even in Stam Nedarim, because Rabbi Elezer is going to say the same thing by Nedarim as it says by Nazirus, which is that your ability to impose kedusha restrictions is a man-made ability. I mean, it's in your hands whether to impose them or not. Whereas by Bechor, it doesn't matter what you think. The Bechor is kodesh if it's a Peter Rechem, and if it's not. So that's more differentiated. One says that you can't bring a proof from that. If you want a real question, on Rabbi Elazar as being the author of Sivik Nazirus L'Hakel, that would be from the other part of that Mishnah, which says, Safek Mashkim Litameh, Tameh, Litameh Acherim Tahor, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Mashkim, in general, liquids have, in the Torah, it's questionable whether they are Mekabel Tuma or pass on Tuma. Very likely their Tuma is Dirabonah. So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that if you're talking about Safik Mashkim, if you have a doubt about Mashkim Litameh becoming Tameh, then they are Tameh. So Rabbi Meir believes that maybe Ikar Mashkim in the Torah is that they can become Tameh, the Tameh Acherim, to pass on their Tuma, which might only be the Dirabonah, that would be Tahor. So if you have a Safik and whether liquids became Tameh, then we assume they are Tameh. If we have a Safik about whether liquids are passing on Tuma, then we assume that they are Tahor. Tibi Rabbi Meir. V'chein haya, our guess here is Rabbi Elazar. From the Rishonim here, it looks like it should have read, v'chein haya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kidvarav. Right, although the Gemara has another line from Rabbi Elazar that they're bringing a question from, but you see that, like the Ran, for instance, asks a question, why didn't the Gemara just bring the skira between this Tosefta and the next Brisa that we're about to bring, versus asking on our Gemara at all? I mean, there's an internal skira, and the fact that the Ran even asked the question suggests that he believes that that is Rabbi Elazar is making that statement. But it says, V'chein, is it really true that Rabbi Elazar holds that liquids that become tamei, or they have a suffix about them, they can come tamei? Ba'atanya. Then we have a price. Rabbi Elazar Omer ain't tuma the mashkim kol ikar. Elazar says that mashkim don't have any tuma at all. Minatora. There is no tuma to mashkim, whether it's receiving tuma or passing on tuma. If that's the case, then if you have a suffix by the tuma, right, the suffix should apply both to tuma, receiving tuma and passing on tuma. It should always be tahor. It should always be the kula, because it's only midrabon the tuma by mashkim. So teda, how do you know that's true? Shari heid yo siben yo ezer ish tzreda. It's Gemara Psachim at the end of the first parak in Psachim. But yes, ben ezer ish tzreda was.
That's another lashon over here, usual in the Dara. That's teda.
Teda. Okay. Sorry, hey, Yosef ben Ezra, East Trader, I think that's quoted from the Brisa, so I don't think that's unique to here. That's quoted in the Brisa. If you look, Mark Sachem. And then here from the Mishnah Adios, where they're quoting, hey, Yosef ben Ezra, East Trader, Al Kamtso, Dochein, that this type of grasshopper is Tahor, meaning that it's kosher to eat. Talamashkin Beit Mit Bechaya, Dochein. And that the liquids in the Beit Mitbechaya is in the base of Migdash, the area where they rinsed off, cleaned off the skins or the innards of the karbanos. So those are liquids in the Migdash. And generally we say that in Gozer and Shvus, the Migdash, we don't exercise or we don't have Chumras Derabanan in the Migdash, especially when it comes to be Mar B'tumah, when you're expanding Tumah, where already Tumah in the Migdash is a big problem, because everything there needs to be Tahor. So he says that the liquids, the Beit Mitbechaya, are always Tahor. Now, what does that mean? It's always tahor. That's subject to machlokes and moraim. Hanicha l'shmo demar dachin milatamei achirin. When Shmuel says tahor means that they're tahor, that they do not cause others to become tamei. Aval tumat atzman yishman, but they do receive tuma. Because then, what would it mean? Shapir. Because then, the only part that is derabonon, according to Shmuel, or the area to be have the kula is if it's passing on tuma, not receiving tuma.
Right.
If you're receiving tuma, that's deal, right? So therefore, it'll apply even in the Migdash. It's passing on tuma, which is only derabonon, that right will only have be derabonon, and therefore it would not be applicable in the Besa Migdash. No, but according to Rav, right, Rav Damar Dachin Mamash, Michael Amemar, what are you going to say? Rav holds that it means Torah Lagamre. There is no Tumas Mashkin period in the Migdash. We are both receiving Tuma and passing on Tuma. So in that instance, right, then there is no Tuma D'oraisa for Mashkim, and therefore when it's only D'rabbanan in the Migdash, it will have no application, it will be Tahor. So if that's true, then how could Rabbi Elazar be the author of our Mishnah in Taros, of Savik Nezirus V'Hakel? Because right after that we talk about Tumas Mashkim, and Tumas Mashkim is, right, first of all we say, number one, the Chumrah, when it comes to receiving Tuma, and number two is we know Rabbi Elazar himself is of the opinion that it's not, there is no tumah by mashkin because of the price that we bring from Pesachim.
How do we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Yosef ben Yosef? How's that prove to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion?
Because he's Rabbi Eliezer, marrying tumah l'mashkin kol ikar. He makes a statement, and he says that Yosef ben Yosef upholds my position. But he makes a definitive statement that mashkin have no korah midoraisa, and therefore that means that it's only derabbanan, and that's sefik l'hakel. And the reason that Rabbi Yosef ben Yosef says in the Migdash that it doesn't have application is because it's only tumah derabbanan. In tumah derabbanan, we're not going to apply in the Migdash. So the only reason that you would believe that Yosef ben Ezra would say such a statement is because you believe Mashkim is Tumah Derabbanan. And that's the proof to Rabbi Eliezer.
So that's Rabbi Eliezer himself saying Tehillah?
Yeah. Okay. But it is, his point is that the fact that there is no Mashkim, since Mashkim do not have any core Midoraisa, that's why Yosef ben Ezra is of the opinion that in the Migdash it has no application. Alright. So now again, it depends, what does it mean, lo kol ikar? Then it depends if you're Shmuel, who's explaining Yosef ben Yosef to mean, that only means the tamei achirim, not to accept tumah, then you can reconcile the two statements of Rabbi Eliezer to meet in this Mishnah. Whereas if you, like Rav, you can't reconcile, because Rav says when he means tahor, it means tahor legamre, which means that there's no tumah at all to mashkim, and that does not match up with our Mishnah in Taharis.
Is it kash on Rav, is it kash on
Rabbi Eliezer? Because we're forcing Rabbi Eliezer to be the author of the Mishnah in Taras. That's the problem here, that you're making him to be the author. If he's the author, then you run into this problem. But then you're asking me, even without that, him being the author of the Mishnah, you have a problem from the Tosefta and the Brisa. If you say Bechein Rabbi Eliezer Omer, then why, right, there's a steer, internal steer. So that's what the Ran asks that question, your question. If you look in the Ran, in the first set of wide lines, right? When it starts to widen out a little bit, if you go 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down, 7 lines down, and there's first widening of the lines, it says v'chi tema. The other line says v'chi tema. It's across from HaRabbi Shimon in the Rashi. Across from HaRabbi Shimon. You got it? V'chi tema? All right. V'chi tema. V'chi tema, imkein, afilo lo mukminan ha sevik nizirus l'hakel for Rabbi Eliezer. All right. Say that Rabbi Eliezer is not the author of our Mishnah in Taras. Hey Chanecha, why does that help you? Ha akati kashi Rabbi Eliezer ad Rabbi Eliezer. We have an internal, we have a stira between the Brisa and the Tosefta that are quoting Rabbi Eliezer. Tamar v'hedji the tumas mashkim mitarabonon. He says explicitly that tumas mashkim mitarabonon, kedetani. Ain't tumas mashkim kol ikar. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Afilu haki, azil b'sfakeyo l'chumra. And nevertheless, despite that statement, over here in the Mishnah in Taros, he goes, according to the Septa of Taros, he goes, Le Chumran, Kriktani, Bechain, and here you see the Gears of the Ran, Bechain Hayar Rabbi Lez Omer Kidvarav. Right? Our Gemara reads, Bechain Amar Rabbi Lazar Kidvarav. The Ran says, Bechain Amar Rabbi Eliezer Kidvarav. That's why he has the problem. Well, if it's Rabbi Elazar, then you don't really have the problem. Because then if Rabbi Eliezer is the author of the Mishnah, then it's okay. Then you have a problem. If he's not, then he's not mentioned in that Mishnah or that's a Septa in Taros. But if you say the Gears is Rabbi Eliezer, then you have Allah, the Ayy Safik Mashkin the Tamei Tamei, Yesh Tomar. So this is the Ran's answer. The Haki Parach Bishloma Yak Safik Nizir Saka Lomi Tukmak Rabbi Lezer, if you say like the conclusion of the Gemara, that Mishnah is not, Rabbi Lezer is not the author, Lokai. The Ikala Mamer, the Rabbi Lezer, Mach Mir Besafik, Apilami Derabana. That you could answer, you could say that why Rabbi Eliezer says there is no Tumas Mashkim Minotaur at all. It's all Midrabanan. And nevertheless, he's still of the opinion that when it comes to receiving Tumah, that there will be Tameh, because he believes that it's Safik Derabanan, you go L'chumrah. And since it's L'chumrah, therefore he holds that even though there is no Mekor Midoraisa, nevertheless they are Tamei when you have a Suffolk when it becomes Tamei. And that's how you can reconcile the two opinions of Rabbi Eliezer. But once you establish Rabbi Eliezer as the author of the Mishnah and Taros, and you say Suffolk Nazir is the Hakel, you see that Rabbi Eliezer says about Kedusha above Midei Adam, that, which is even better than Tumah Derabanan, right, which is Nazir is Midoraisa, he's willing to be Mekil. He's willing to be Mekel on Suffolk Nazir's Doraisa, then certainly by Suffolk Tumah Derabanan, he's going to be Mekel. And that's what the Gemara's challenge is, according to the Ran. All right. Alright, so now the Gemara rejects that. Now the Gemara has to come back now and solve the issue of how do we explain the difference between our Mishnah that says Stam Nedarim L'Chachmir versus the Mishnah in Taurus that says Stam Nezirus L'Hakel. So the Gemara is going to propose a different Machlokas Tanoim as being the as being the explanation of this, and that is Gemara. If we follow it in the Gemara, that it is Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. So Elam Michael Amim Ella Ha Rabbi Huda the Ha Rabbi Shimon. The authors of these different spirit opinions are Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. What is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda's opinion? The Tanya of a Brisa. Harini Nazir Im Yesh B'Kri Hazeh Me'ar Kur. So he says, I will be a Nazir if this pile of grain has a kur worth of grain in it. Then he goes and finds it, it's not there anymore. So he doesn't know really how much is in there. He has a suffix Nazirus. Rabbi Shimon says there is no Nazirus in this instance. Rabbi Shimon, Oser. Rabbi Shimon is Oser. So what do you see? You see here you have a suffix Nazirus. And Rabbi Yehuda is Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutar, so he'll be the author of our statement in Taros, that Sefek Nezirus is the Hakel. And Rabbi Shimon is Oser, so he'll make Rabbi Shimon the author of our Mishnah here, that Stam Nedarim are the Hakmir. So Mar says,
I'm saying, if the Kriya is gone, clearly he doesn't have Me'er Kor anymore.
Right. Oh, somebody could have, it could have been stolen or taken away.
Right.
No, I'm saying, but when he took the net,
it was for sure there at the time. That
right.
They
it could have been. We don't know. We just don't know what the volume
was. That's what I'm saying. So the subject could even be whether it was there at the time or not.
Right. That is the subject, and that's where we can't conclude. If we don't conclude, then we don't. Do you say the chumrah and say maybe it was 100 and you have to keep the zeros, or we say no, then it's not. Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Huda. Well, the Gemara says if that's the way you're going to set it up, there's an internal problem for Rabbi Huda. Me and Rabbi Huda, lo my lineage not shall speak. Is it really true? Rabbi Huda says the reason that he says by Sefek Nezirus Hakel is because a person won't put themselves in a position where they can't render a determination about what their status is. Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Huda is mentioned in our mission over here. Stam Truma Bihuda Surah. That Stam Truma, if you just use the word Truma in Yehuda, it's a Surah. Uve Galil, if you use Stam Truma in the Galil, it is Muteret. She'ein Anshe Galil Makirim et Truma Salishka. Because Anshe Galil do not recognize the Truma Salishka, meaning that maybe they don't use the word Truma Stam to mean Truma Salishka. Taima Dei Makirin. The reason that the Anshe Galil, when they say Truma, means Truma Hagoren, is because they don't know about Truma, so they're not familiar with Truma Saliska. Ha, Makirin. Had they known about Truma Saliska, Asurin, then we would assume the Chumrah, meaning that if they said the word Truma Stam, and the choice was between Truma Saliska and Truma Hagoren, we would assume that it is Truma Saliska, and it would be the Chumrah. So you see from Yehuda's statement in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda believes when you have a suffix or a stam neder that you go b'chumrah. So how could you establish Rabbi Yehuda having the position that by suffix nezirus that it is mutar? Because suffix nezirus is b'kula. So how do you reconcile these two statements of Rabbi Yehuda? Where it says, no problem, a robo. No, the cases are different. Kabbik, Harry, Kri. Now, when your suffix is no worse than being a vadai, then we assume that you go l'chumrah. But if your suffix is going to put you in a worse position than knowing for sure, then we're not going to say a person puts himself into that position where he's going to have such a suffix. What's that? Right, the ilu gabi nazir, vayag nazir vadai, nazir vadai. I mean, if he knew for sure he was a nazir, migaleach will maybe karban benakal. He brings at the end of his 30 days, the end of his zeros, he'll bring his karbanos, he'll cut his hair, and he'll be able to eat. Al smeko, when it's a suffix, lo matzi migaleach. You can't cut his hair. Why? Because we're talking about bringing karbanos to the migdash, and you cannot bring karbanos misuffik the migdash. So what type of karbanos can you have? Different, the Nazir actually has three different karbanos associated with him. He has an Ola, Shlomim, and Achatas. An Onula and a Shlavim can come voluntarily to the Mikdash. So therefore, that is not the problem in the Safek, because you can bring the Ola out tonight, or bring the Shlavim out tonight.
If it's
Rinna Zeros, it works for Nazirus. So if not, it's a Nadova. Problem is, you have a third carbon that comes in Nazirus, which is a Chatas. And that Chatas, right, you cannot bring, because... or even an Asham, right, either way, whether it's an Asham or a Chatas, then you can't bring those Misafek. And if you can't bring them in Safek, we know that the hair is burnt, hafat le chatos. Right, that's where it's burnt, and therefore, why can't he, right, under the arsham, so he can't bring a korban, he can't cut his hair, because he can't bring that korban. If he can't bring that korban, he can't fulfill the nazirus to its fullest extent. So if that's the case, he wouldn't want to put himself in that position where being in Safek is a worse position than him being a regular nazir. Is that really true? What you're saying, that the suffix is worse than the vada? He says, I'm a nazir olam. There is no cutting of the hair. Nazir olam means I'm a nazir forever. If I'm a nazir forever, then there's never an issue of bringing karbanos or of cutting one's hair, because you never do cut your hair and you never do bring karbanos. And therefore, the suffix is no worse than the vada, because in either case can you cut your hair or bring karbanos. That's fine.
If that's what he had said.
Right, so that's a good question. The Gemara is saying that when it says Harini Nazir, the statement in that we brought in the verse of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is not qualified. It just says Harini Nazir. So it could have been any type of Nazir. So even Harini Nazir the Olam would have been a way to express Harini Nazir.
Right, what's the deal? If someone says Stam Nazir, Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom.
Right, but here the Gemara is saying that when it said, the Mishnah didn't define what type of Nazir he said he would be. So it could have even been a Nazir the Olam, and in that case your logic does not work. So he says back to him, no, that's not true. I'm like Nazir Olam, now me speko chomer mevadai. Even by Nazir Olam, his speko is chomer mevadai, the ilu vadai, by a vadai, hich bid tsaro mekil batar. By a Nazir Olam, if your hair grows in too much, meaning that your hair is too long, it's weighing him down already, he's allowed to cut it. Or maybe Shlosh Bemis, and he brings a carbon. Meaning that there is, even though there's no defined end to your Nazirus, there is a point in time where it becomes so unruly that you're allowed to cut your hair and bring the carbonos. That, by ilu speko, by a safek, lo, you won't have that opportunity. So even by a Nazir Olam, the suffix is mechamor min the vadai. So the Gemara says, oh, what about Harini Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Shimshon doesn't have that opportunity. Nazir Shimshon, you're not allowed to cut at all, even if it gets too unruly. That's it. So Amalei, Nazir Shimshon, lo tanya. Nazir Shimshon, either lo tanya means, there's one of two ways to learn what lo tanya means here. Lo tanya means that you don't find it, we don't find it in other brisos, meaning that it's not found. I mean, Nazir Shimshon is not a focus of Mishnayos or brisos, and therefore we don't see it. Or you could say that Nazir Shimshon is not, when people take a Nedim Nazirus, they're not, Nazir Shimshon is not a usual formula or format in which they take Nazirus. Nazir Shimshon is very unclear what it is, because Shimshon himself is unclear what he was and whether he really was a Nazir or only a partial Nazir, because he was Matam Lameitim. He didn't really have a full status of Nazir, so therefore it's not really in the category of Nazir. So it says, at the end...
The generic statement that he made, we can say that maybe it included Nazir Leolam, but not
Nazir Shimshon. That's one way to read this. Or the other way to read it is that we don't find that Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda addressed the issue of Nazir Shimshon, or that they're not finding any Brisa or Mishnah. So then you see the Gemara says, and Seb Amalei, it says Amalei Nazir Shimshon, Tanya Amalei, Vama Rav Adar Baraba, Tanya Nazir Shimshon. We do learn Nazir Shimshon. Now, that answer, what is that answer? That answer is either that we do find that Nazir Shimshon is mentioned even when a person mentions Nazir. That's one of the options for the word Nazir. Or we say, no, that we have an explicit brisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon's opinions apply even by Nazir Shimshon. So I'm like, Tanya, if you have a brisa, you have a brisa. So what does that mean? One way to read it is, if you have the brisa, meaning that, okay, if it's Nazir Shimshon, then I only have a good answer. Or Tanya means that there's a machlokas tanaim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. And that there's one Tana that believes, or there's a brisa that believes that even Rabbi Yehuda's opinion would apply even by Nazir Shimshon. And our brisa that we quoted may not believe that Nazir Shimshon applies to Rabbi Yehuda. But, alright, so now, So now, how do you explain Rabbi Yehuda? So now we still have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi tried to explain the difference in Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa by Nazir versus our Mishnah, where in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir when you have a Safek Nidarim, whereas by Safek Naziros, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda goes Lekula. So Rabbi tried to reconcile between saying that Rabbi Yehuda goes Lekula when the Safek is worse than the Vada. But when the Safek can only be like the Vadai, like the case of Tam Nidorim, then no problem, then you can go look Chumrah. But I rejected that because Rava's explanation of the Mishnah may not work, because we have this Braisa that says that he applies even by Nazir Shimshon, or by Nazir Shimshon, the Safek is not worse than the Vadai, because they both never get a haircut. If they both never get a haircut and never bring Karbanos, then they're on equal footing. Now, the next suggestion. So the next suggestion is Rav Ashi Amar Hai Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Hi. Now that Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. It's another Tana, basically the Tanya. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Omer Ein Echad Mehem Nazir Lefishlon In Nazir Selaflo. Rabbi Yehuda Naziris, when he says Sovek Nazir Selahakel, is talking about an opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, which believes that whenever you have a Sovek in Nazirus, we automatically assume that it's not Nazirus. Why? Because there's a requirement of Hafla'a, being explicit and clear in your Nazirus. And to be explicit and clear in Nazirus means that there may not be any Tnai in your Nazirus. There can be no uncertainty. When you take your Nazirus, there can be no uncertainty as to what the outcome is. And if there is uncertainty, then it's automatically not a netted Nazirus. And then, yes, at the time of the statement. So for instance, the person says, in the Gemara's example there, is if you have two people sitting there, that then they see a person coming towards them, and one person says, if that guy's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. The other one says, if he's not a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. So one of them should be a Nazir, right, no matter what. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Tarfon's opinion that neither am I Nazirim, because it's at the time of the statement it was inconclusive, right? And if it's inconclusive at the time of the accepting the Nazirus, then it's no Nazirus, because you need a flaw at the time of the Nazirus. So why does it matter if it was stolen or if it was lost? I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda and the name of Rabbi Tarfon, doesn't matter. If the pile's still there, he's not a Nazir, because it's a Safek. At the time that he said the statement, we weren't sure if it was true or not, and that makes it automatically not a Nazir. So what do you need to be stolen? Even if it was there and he comes and counts it, and it's 100, he's not a Nazir, because he has a Safek. So why do they say Nignabu Nevat? Elo diacha koach or kochul de Rabbi Shimon. To teach you the power of Rabbi Shimon. The afakav, the Nignabu Avot, kosar malinish nafshe the Safeka. That Rabbi Shimon's machmir, even in a case where it's Nignabu Nevat, right, and we can't count it, Rabbi Shimon says to go to Chumrah. That Nazirus goes to Chumrah, even though we have no way of determining whether really there is Nazirus here or not.
Now, it was a good point to make a statement, but we can't even ascertain now which it was.
Right, after the fact, we don't have any evidence as to what the outcome was. And Rabbi Shimon still nevertheless says, right, Sveika the Chumrah, and that's come to teach you the Kalach of Rabbi Shimon.
So clearly, in another case, Rabbi Shimon was in the case of, you know, if this guy is a Nazir.
Right.
He would say,
right. They are, yeah, well, if they can't determine what he is, then both of them will be Nazir. If they find out which one he is, then whoever's Tanai is Makuyam would be the Nazir, right? And now, the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Shum Rabbi Yehuda. So we said that from Rabbi Yehuda's statement, we can see that what? Hamakirin Asurin. That if they know, if the people of the Galil had known what Truma Salishka was, and he just said Truma, we would assume Lachumra that it meant Truma Salishka, not Trumas Gorim. Almas Feka L'chumra. That sounds like from Yehuda that the suffix L'chumra. Ema Seifa. What are you going to do with the next statement of Rabbi Yehuda? Stam Chorim in Yehuda Mutarim. Stam Chorim in Yehuda is Mutar. Ubi Galil Asurim. And the Galil is Arsusha Ein Anshe Galil Makirim Tcharmi Kohanim. Because in the Galil they were not frequented by the Kohanim. They did not know the Kohanim well. And therefore, when they said Chorim, they always meant Chorim La Hashem. And that's why, Ha Makirin, had the people in the Galil known about the Charamim of the Kohanim, and therefore what? When you say the word Chayrim, it could either mean Chayrim Kohanim and or Chayrim Lashem, we would assume Mutarim. That would go the head there. It's only because they don't know about it that we assume the Chumrah. Had they known about it, had there been a Safek, it would be Stam, the Dorim, the Kula. So that's Alma Sveka, the Kula. So now you have a Stira in Rabbi Yehuda himself. Because in the last two statements of Rabbi Yehuda, we say, by Truma he is, he goes to Kula in the Anshei Galil, which is mashma, if it was an equal footing, it would be Stam L'Chumrah. And then by Harambim, he goes to Kula about the Anshei Galil. Therefore, if they had known about it, then they would, it goes to Chumrah, because he says, Stam Harambim Ar Lashem. Had they known about an equal footing, had they known about Kharam Kohanim, it would have been Safek and have been Lakula. So you have Stira in Rabbi Yehuda's position himself. Am Rabbiya Seifa, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadoki. The end of that Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, the Tanya. Yehuda Omer Stam Tumah B'Yehuda Asura, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer Stam Charayim Galil Asurin. So that's exactly. So the Cherem and the Galil, that statement, the Cherem Lashem, or Stam Cherem is Cherem Lashem and the Galil, is not a statement of Rabbi Yehuda, but rather a statement of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok. And therefore there will not be an internal stira between Rabbi Yehuda and his opinion in the Mishnah, because he's really not the author of that second opinion in the Mishnah. And therefore, the one who says Sfeika the Kula is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. The one who says Sfeika the Chumra is Rabbi Yehuda. And how do we...
including that all the way through, Rabbi Yehuda says...
Right, so Rabbi Yehuda is going to be the author of a statement that Stam is the Chumra. Right, so therefore he could be the author of our Mishnah of Stam Nidarim the Chumra. Right now we have two places where Rabbi Yehuda is the Kula, so what are we going to do with them? One is by Nazirus. We say that something Nazirus is the Kula according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what are you going to do with that? That we said is not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda Mishom Rabbi Tarfon, who believes that you need Haflah, that you need a clear and explicit statement by Nazirus. Without that, it's not an edit of Nazirus. And that's how he gets his opinion in Nazirus. And that's Rabbi Yehuda Mishom Rabbi Tarfon. And what do you do with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, the last Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah about Stam Haramim Begolil Ar L'Chumra, which applies if it was not, had they known about both types of Haramim, had it been a Safek, we would assume what Safek L'Kula. What do you do with that? That is Rabbi Lazar for Rabbi Tzadok. It's not Rabbi Yehuda either. So that's it. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start with the Mishnah tomorrow.